Hi, everybody. It's Michelle. Today is Sunday, May 10th, 2020. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I'm hearing some bunch of feedback. Yeah. Does that sound a little better now? Can you hear me better? Okay. So happy Mother's Day to you in whatever that means for each of you, right? Very different journey for all of us. And so happy to see you here. And where I want to open today, so today is just short. We have an hour and a half together-ish, okay? And then the email that sent out to you, it was a couple of hours. Just going to give you some space between you and wherever you're going to. Next is the intention today. And what I want to do to just start us out very briefly is... Did anybody bring their clapper with them? Do you have it with you? Yes. Yeah, yay. All right. So if you do, I didn't ask you to, I only just thought of it this morning. Okay. So if you have it with you, great. If you don't have it with you, don't worry. We'll probably use them. We may use them tomorrow. You're definitely going to need them on Tuesday. So I'll have them by you after this. But I just thought it'd be fun just to have a, you know, 1, 2, 3. So I just muted all the lines. I'm going to unmute all the lines. And on the count of three, just go for it. And if it's too loud for your ears, I don't know, pull your headphones out, whatever you want to do. It's going to be short and beautiful, all right? So, 3 seconds long, just go ahead and clap, all right? I think I am going to take my earphones out.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Ryan's bringing mine right now. Dang it, I missed it.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we can't leave on that. Like 3 more seconds. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Not here yet. So I'll just use my hand.
Okay. Thank you guys. That was so beautiful. All right. I'm gonna mute the lines again. I'll put my headphones in again. You can probably hear me better. All right. That was fun. That was fun for me. And for some of you, it might have been just torturous. I don't, we're going to have different journeys here, all right? So not every piece will be your favorite part. Remember that you're one person's whatever. So what is somebody else's gold, right? So remember that. And also remember from today, most dangerous words in the English language. I already know that. So if you feel like, well, that part's not for me, I already know that, just open to the possibility that actually might be the most important part for you. All right. I would love to hear just from one of you briefly, because one of you is sitting on a big aha from yesterday. We're going to get a chance to share a little bit more in just a minute, but I know there's one bubbling up that just wants to be spoken. Just a few words, a couple sentences to start us off for our day. Some aha that happened from something yesterday. It might have been when we were together. Might not have been. It might have been as you're making the clapper. It might have been your buddy. It might have been something that happened in your day in the evening. Some aha. Let's hear from one of you to begin to open our day. What's opening for you now? Wow, so interesting. And now the hands are rising. Okay, so Jasmine and then Mary Kay. Go ahead.
Just in thinking so intentionally about being here and being present as I was doing my home play, I did everything that seemed easy, super fast and right away. And as I was trying to think of the journal prompts, so many other thoughts came into my mind. Like, I've been thinking about how to get on TikTok and market for forever. And suddenly the whole commercial came to mind. Like, I've been thinking about like a wedding that is 2 years away. And suddenly I got the bug to start planning it. Like, it was so amazing seeing what my mind did when it came up to resistance and how creative it got in other ways. And so what I did was I created a page to put all my ideas down and like stick through it. But it was just, it just showed me like what a challenge it's going to be this week to stay fully committed and fully in, even on those things that make my mind have crazy, wild, amazing, creative ideas, but that this is not the time and the place.
I love that. So creativity bursting out over here. Wonderful. And then also, what is it to channel my energy over here and stay focused? Beautiful observations. I love it, Jasmine. Thank you. Mary Kay.
Well, as I kind of went about doing things the rest of the day, I found there was a space within me that could be in the same retreat space that's here. And it went back and forth, but I could call it forth. A little bit more challenging this morning. There were some more challenges, but the thought of it was still there, and part of it was still there.
I love that. I go into my space, and I still carry something of what this is, what this energy is for me, into my day, into my world. That there's a flow between those two, and it's one of the things that got me so excited about Mexico at home. How do we do that? The very last day, usually, what I ask at the Mexico retreat for 10 years is, all right, the retreat actually starts the day that we leave. Is how do we bring it home? And we're doing it at home. So that we get that, we start to practice that flow in between. And I'm so glad some of that was already flowing for you, Mary Kay. That's wonderful. Thank you. All right. Today, again, it's a short day today so that you've got time for whatever that is. And again, Mother's Day is many different things for all of us. Maybe you have had a horrendously troubled relationship with your mother. Maybe you don't even know who your biological mother is. Maybe you're best friends. Maybe you lost them decades ago. Maybe you're a mother. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a father. Maybe you have zero connection to it and you push it away. Maybe it's your animals. I don't know. Maybe whatever this day is for you, may it be blessed. May it be with loved ones. May it be a day where you get to practice that hinge that Mary Kay was talking about between what we're doing here and this time off into the world with whoever we're surrounded by on this day, whether you are all alone with the breath and the wind or there's many people around you virtually, whatever it is, all right? So for today, I want to recall briefly as we begin here, what this retreat is about. I'm going to give you another intentional assignment for what the retreat is about for you today. I'm going to have some time to debrief some of what happened yesterday, set you up for your day and for tomorrow as well. There's lots that we're going to do in this hour and a half together and to remind you of some more pieces of how to get the most out of this experience, right? So let me just share my screen to begin. Hopefully I've got the right in front of me here. I don't right at the moment. Where did I put it? Here it is. Okay. Share screen. Is it there? All right. So we took a look at this yesterday. We're not going to repeat what we did yesterday, but you remember these. I just wanted to remind you. And Jasmine, thank you so much for posting it over in our Facebook page. It's fantastic. Recharge your batteries. Craft your words. See yourself. Make it cellular. Experience being heard and fall in love with your life. Maybe there's another one that's resonating for you today. Just notice. Might be the same one you want to reiterate for yourself and recommit to. Recharge your batteries, craft your words, see yourself, make it cellular, experience being heard and fall in love with your life. Take a minute and go, yes, it's still, what I want to do is see myself like Steve, or what I want to do is make it cellular like Wendy. Just notice for yourself. Take a few seconds. And then I want to show you that what we talked about right at the beginning, these are related but not the same as the bullet points below, right? So I also want you to just choose one of these today that really matters to you so you can have it as a touchstone for today and perhaps for your week. The craft of writing and speaking, it's a craft, and we're going to learn that craft. We're going to talk about, you know, what it is to put something in brackets. What do we have to understand about audience and purpose? What is it about the craft of our sentence and our words that will have things land for people? Carly and I did just one little piece with that in a private last week, was it? And as she was going into a meeting, it's like, oh, that changes everything, right? So the craft. What's behind the marketing and sales people, sales words? So I'm not trying to craft that page, but really making sure that I understand what's before so the bright people can hear me. Taking space for myself. So I asked you to do that yesterday afternoon because there's a deep worthiness that comes from that at the next level. Have I taken space for myself? What happened yesterday? Did other people take over your day or did you maintain that focused energy? Be in a space where you can emerge, where the world feels aligned. And your body moves with ease. There are at least three pieces there about your body, about alignment, about you. Fall in love with your words. This is huge. Many people, without knowing it, come to the Mexico retreat and don't know how much they are pushing their words away. I don't like those words. They're not the right words. I don't like the words inside me. I don't like the words that that I'm speaking. What would it be to actually fall in love with them? Discover where the embodied words come from. Find a space for these words to emerge. Watch your company grow. So take another moment. Go, that's the one that's calling to me right now. Because this and many more things is what we do here. Got it? Okay, thank you. Good. All right, let's just hear from one or two of you. I chose this because, just one sentence. Yeah, Sherry.
I chose the recharge your batteries one for today because the last couple of months I have just been full out focusing on my business and working through walls and blocks and pushing my comfort zones. So it's time to recharge.
Mm-hmm. And so how you enact what we're going to do today, we'll have that in mind. You might enact it differently because you formed that intention. What is it that takes care of myself? Good. Let's hear one more. Marla, thank you.
I think recharge my batteries, but totally differently from Sherry's, in that I feel like have just sort of been floating along and not actually getting anything going.
So the recharging is different from, I'm not saying that Sherry's was lying on the couch eating potato chips. I don't think it was that.
No.
For some people it might be. But for you, that recharging is actually a refocusing and a releasing of a kind of, the word you use is floating, in order to have a focused intentionality. Is that right?
Yeah, re-inspiring myself so I get going.
And I'm so glad to hear from you this morning, Marla. This is beautiful. And, you know, for some of you too, you may have been to Mexico or in an intensive, we've done some intensive work with us together. And so as we left yesterday, you know, just again, watch how you're playing. Some of you might've been going, well, Michelle, you know, don't we need to take an hour with Marla right now? Because she's clearly in a difficult spot. And so in case any of you had that going on, like watch how you're playing. And Marla, it's so great to hear this, however you're feeling inside right now, the words, the alignment, and also that, like, this is not Marla's first rodeo, that there's, from me, trust that Marla will lean in, trust that Marla will find her way through, trust that she will find a place to enter in with a question, with what's needed. And remember, y'all put up your hand, I'm willing to lean in. So Marla, how wonderful that you're the one that you put up your hand today for wherever you are from yesterday and whatever the journey has been with what happened yesterday, right? And how it closed. Yeah, go ahead, Marla.
I said I'm still aggravated, but
yeah.
I'm here.
And thank you for that. I love that. Such a truthfulness, right? For sure. It's still in process. And showing up really matters. You're here. Bless you for that. I want to say that to Marlon. I want to say that to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. Beautiful. All right. So anything bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward? I want to make a space. Okay, thank you. And please remember to always mute your lines. I'll sometimes mute all of them, but if you remember to keep muting and unmuting, that's really helpful. Thank you. Okay, so I want to spend a couple more minutes on how to get the most out of the retreat. We talked about it, but there's a couple things that I really want to underline that are crucial for the experience in my books, and then some we didn't get to. I only want to spend a couple minutes on this. But they are crucial. Number one, and Marla is, these are some that we didn't get to yesterday. Marla is demonstrating it so beautifully here. You all are, but Marla, especially with, you know, hitting the wall yesterday, early on, that's early on for the wall. Sometimes it happens before we even arrive. For some of you, it might happen Friday. Some of you might not happen at all, right? So, sometimes it happens more than once. So, participation. Marla's showing us, like, showing up. She's showing us that beautifully, right? participation. So how engaged are you? How are you? Remember, we talked about that a lot yesterday. Like, wow, one of the students in this, one of our alumni, Michelle, had been playing at 99%. Showing up matters. So the more you participate, the more you're going to get out of this experience, right? And sometimes it goes without saying, but it's worth saying. Fun. That sounds weird after, again, talking with Marla and what we saw yesterday. Sometimes it's hard. I get it. But there's something underlying that if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. So if all of Marla's retreat felt like it did at the end of yesterday, then that means that there's more leaning in needed. There's more. I heard beautiful things I heard that Carly and Marla were on a call yesterday together. Thank you for that. Beautiful. I don't know all the details, but, you know, so participation and fun. And if there's something underlying, like, remember the thing about the cookie, don't wait, right? There's something, like, did you see all those beautiful clappers? I mean, that was wonderful. Something of that. When we're not having fun, if we're pushing, like what Sherry was saying about her last couple months, like maybe she's accomplished all kinds of things, but if she keeps on pushing, and Sherry knows it, right? Something is going to break. Something's going to not work. Like, where's the fun? Where's the childlike spirit? Where's that piece of us that knew how to get stuff done when we learned our first language when we were kids and we didn't do it because we put the nose to the grindstone and did it, right? So if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. The third thing that I want to share with you is remember that intentionality of what if this could be the best week of your life? And the thing I want to ask you is, well, who decides if it's going to be the best week of your life or not? Would somebody tell me that, please? Yvonne? Like, Yvonne, you know, will you say it out loud for us?
Me.
Yeah, how come?
Because I'm in charge of me.
You're in charge.
I can decide for myself.
You're in charge. Mm-hmm. Who's going to decide whether you have the best week of your life or not? You are. There's all kinds of people here who will serve and support you, right? You get to decide. And if you don't get to decide, why? Well, if you don't get to decide, that means that somewhere we're not the hero of our own journey. We're somebody else's victim. Do you know what I'm saying? We're in the victim role. Somebody else is in charge of my life. When I'm 100% responsible, that hurts sometimes. It's like, what? I didn't cause that. I didn't mean for that to happen. But what do I make of that? What do I do with that? Who gets to decide if it's the best week of your life? You do. You're in the driver's seat. What are you going to decide for this week for you? That's number three. Number four, what we focus on expands. What you focus on expands. I knew this, but I really learned it at Peak Potentials. They drilled it into us every single course I took, and I took like 25 courses from them, right? Over 3 years, deep dive. What you focus on expands. Where was your energy and attention yesterday afternoon? Where was your energy and attention when you're making the clapper? Where was your energy and attention when you're meeting with your buddy? Man, I got to do this because, you know, but I got all these other things to do. What you focus on expands. I have the opportunity to connect with this person. This is amazing. And I didn't like these three things they said, but I love this one thing. What we focus on expands. Notice that. Number five, one thing that I've said at the beginning of every retreat, and I missed it here. Very strange. What's the one of the biggest things that will happen? Like the come from place that will change your experience of this week. And I think I missed it because we're not live, but it's not any different. What's the one thing that you want to do that's going to change everything? Any idea? If you think about it first, it'll land better. I want it to land not on your head, but in your bones. To come from service. We talked about serving from the saucer, not the cup yesterday, but we didn't talk about coming from service. So for instance, I don't know what happened on the call, but Carly happened to be, and each one of you in different ways happened to be the first one to put up her hand with Marla, right? Then Mary Kay put up her hand. And then, you know, like, and I know that you connect on a call yesterday. I don't know what happened, but I know you connect on a call. That has changed Carly's experience of this week. I don't know how she's feeling about that right now, but that's going to change her experience, right? Oh, look at that. That's a beautiful smile, right? So there's those smiles as 1,000 words. What is it to be in service? Notice that. Because sometimes you go, well, what am I going to get? I got to get stuff. And then the universe says to us, I got to get stuff from you. If you show up, we know that there's abundance. We know that there's already plenty. We already know that I already know that I'm going to be served. This is a wonderful way to walk in. I already know I'm going to receive so much. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm open that I'm already know that that's a done deal. So that I have plenty to offer others because I already know. Do you see the place of knowing that comes from, where that service comes from? I already know that that's covered. And then it is so. And then I come from service to see, well, what can I see of who needs support here? As I say, there's only one of me. There's many of you. There's a team in support for you here as well. But, how can I be of service? That's what we do as entrepreneurs, after all. We're solving people's problems for money. So we're problem solvers, and we're exercising that muscle as we be of service for people here, right? From the saucer, not the cup. Number six, the learning is cumulative. Know that the learning from this week is cumulative. So one particular piece, you might go like, I don't know why that was happening. I don't know why Michelle's going over this. All this seems obvious to me. Or some of you are going, oh my God, it's different experiences for different people. It's cumulative. All the pieces work synergistically together to create the week. So one of them, it might land more in you. One of it might land less. There might be a piece that's off site where we're not together that's going to be the most important thing for you. All of the pieces work synergistically together. So just know that, and know that it's piece by piece by piece. And you might not know why a particular piece is there at a moment. And then later on, that's what happened with Katie, actually, when she was at the Mexico retreat. It was months later that we remembered something that had happened in Mexico at the Mexico retreat. And she had this huge win about 4 months later. And I said, Katie, do you remember that moment at the Mexico retreat when she's like, oh, because she'd totally forgotten. Right? It's cumulative, and the effect lasts beyond the edges of the retreat as well. So know that that's happening for us. And here's number six. Number seven is, I want to tell you there's nothing new here. You know, so if you're looking for something new and improved, if you're looking for the latest newfangled thing, there's nothing new under the sun. What we're doing this week is ancient wisdom embodied. So that's one of the antidotes too. I already know that. It's like what Steve was saying yesterday. It's like, don't we have every week like that? Don't we expect that every week's going to be the best week of our lives? But when's the last time you said on a Sunday, for instance, if we think of our week starting on a Sunday or Monday, when's the last Monday where you woke up and said, this week's going to be the best week of my life? When's the last time you actually did it? For me too, right? So it's ancient wisdom. What if we actually lived that way? Actually embodied. Actually lived that moves the needle. That's number seven. All right. So those are seven new things. And then I wanted to remind you of eight things that we talked about yesterday, just very briefly. Right. Number one, trust the process. I'm so glad. Was it three levels of trusting the process that we talked about yesterday, right? Trust myself. Trust the process, trust this community. That was beautiful, right? And so easy to do when things are rolling, but what if you hit the wall, right? What, you know, or what if something feels boring or attention starts to wander? Thank you for that, Steve, right? It's like, right? So Steve asked for help and support yesterday, right? So trusting the process, remembering that, trusting each other. And I want to see those hands again. How many are willing to be of support? I did say it's going to be key to getting anything out of the retreat. Look at the hands. Take an actual look. How many are willing to receive that support? That's often harder. How about two hands? Anybody willing to receive? Yeah. It's like, well, receive. Yeah, some of you too. Okay, great. As long as your hand's up, I'm good. All right. So trust the process, number one. Number two, already mentioned, most dangerous words in the English language. I already know that. Well, Michelle, you said that yesterday, so I'm bored with that. Can we please move on? Tell me another angle of I already know that. We just went, we only touched one piece of it yesterday. So Michelle, I already know that about I already know that. I'm, you know, can't focus on that. Why are those the most dangerous words in the English language? Tell me another reason, because we only just scratched the surface yesterday. Somebody tell me. Yep, Barb and then Wendy. Two different things, Brent, probably.
I won't be open to, I'm closing down. I'm not listening to what's coming after.
I'm closing down.
Maybe it's I already know that, and I already know it doesn't work.
Thank you for that addition. Yes, I already tried that. Michelle, that doesn't work. Interesting. Who am I being in that moment? Watch how I'm playing. I already tried that, but I've never tried it in this moment. We never walk and step into the same river twice. I never tried it in this context. There's never been a Mexico at home retreat. So we know we've never tried it in this context before. Thank you for that, but closing down. That was first Barb. And then it was Wendy. Thank you. That is going to happen to me sometimes. All right. So Wendy, I we should add, like, don't take it personally. It's going to, you know, happen to Wendy this time. It's going to happen to you too, probably. Right. So, you know, sometimes I'm going to forget. I knew there was another hand up. Thank you, Wendy. You also changed because I knew where you were on the screen. You were over here and everybody moved around. So right. Wendy.
I was just going to say, I think that...
A little louder.
I was just going to... Maybe it's the headphones. I was just going to say...
So just really enunciate, because you're very quiet at my end. So just, you know, yell it out. And it's okay. I could hear you, but you're just going to have to really project your voice. So don't worry about changing it. I want you to just really project your voice.
I was just going to say, I think that... There's always another layer of the onion to peel back. And so it's
yes.
You don't know, because there's always something for us to learn.
Another layer of the onion. So can I find the depth of that? And for those who like, maybe it's you know, Yvonne, this is her sixth time at the Mexico retreat. So she's going to be listening with different ears as well. She's going to be hearing things at a different level. And sometimes she's going to be, maybe it's going to be, oh yeah, I know that. And that's how I'm going to implement it. Like, there's going to be different ideas flowing as well. Right. So and Yvonne, do you have those? Cause Jasmine's asking, what were the seven? So if you can put them, yeah, thank you. So where were we? Number one, trust the process. Two, most dangerous words. Number three, where is it? Oh, the wall. Seems theoretical at first. And then Marlo was the first visibly to hit the wall. Marlo, are you okay if I call that the wall? Is that aligning with you? You don't like it when I call that the wall. Okay. So the wall. It happens in different forms. Lindsay then was the first to talk about it. It happened at the Diamond Elite Retreat. One morning we wake up and there's noise and there's stuff and just everything feels off. And it doesn't come in the Hollywood version, and we usually don't recognize it at first, okay? We don't know that it's the wall. It's just going to feel like something that's gone terribly wrong. Sometimes it's just irritating. There's different levels of it. Lean in. Get support, right? The wall, it happens. It doesn't have to happen. Don't go, okay, my wall has to happen. That happened to one of our alumni. It was her second year, and she really hit the wall the first year. Huge breakthroughs. The second year, she spent part of the retreat going like, where's my wall? Hey, I didn't get my wall. Like, something must have gone wrong because I didn't get her wall was in the form of waiting for the wall, thinking that it's supposed to happen. So watch for the wall, lean in, get support. Don't think that it has to happen, but it does sometimes. Number four, watch how I'm playing. We talked about that a lot. No need. I just want to mention it again, but it's so important. Could not be more important. Number five, don't wait. That's the piece about the, you know, hey, I missed my cookie day one and therefore everything went wrong from there. That's living our life unconsciously in the genre of tragedy. Please don't do that through this week, right? Attend to it. Lean in with other people. Go to the Facebook page. You've got people's phone numbers. You've got, you can lean in with the team. And, so you've got my cell phone number, 403-968-3717. Yvonne, as team member, you can text her as well. And Yvonne, maybe can you put your number in the chat again? So many ways to lean in. You've got your buddy that you met with yesterday. So and different people to lean in with. So don't wait. You find something is off. Don't wait for it to grow. Lean in right away, because the noticing it early on is huge. For instance, if you want to close a strategy session ever, because sometimes the conversation goes way off over here, but you can notice the little seeds of what's going on in somebody earlier on. So watching it inside you is crucial if you want to have people enter into your work through strategy sessions or through any other means where you're having conversations with potential clients, right? Only just one demonstration of, or one application of that, right? So don't wait, number five. Number six, remember the team is here, like spirit guides or spirit angels or whatever. Yvonne here, Marie will be here tomorrow. And behind the scenes, Amy and Emily, myself as well. So lean in, but not like, you know, servants or slaves, but in the spirit of partnership. we're here to serve and support you through this week, okay? And the same with everybody else in the community. Number seven, I already said that in the context of the others, lean in, get support. The last one I want to mention is number eight. From yesterday, I mentioned it, but I want to underline it here. How you do anything is how you do everything. Notice how you're playing here. It's probably happening out there in the world. If something's blocking you here, it's probably blocking you out there in the world. This is a good place. This is a fabulous place to work through that. So whatever's been blocking you out there doesn't have to do that anymore. And whatever's flowing in here can be taken to out there. Okay? So take 1 minute to write down, I'm just going to give you half a minute for this, actually. I just gave you 15 things. Which one feels the most important for you right here, right now? Just jot it down. And why? Number four from yesterday, what you focus on expands. And Yvonne, will you post these in Facebook later for me? Thank you. Wendy, you're unmuted. I'm just going to mute you. Okay, did you get the one down? The one that feels the most important to you right now? Let's hear from one or two of you. What matters to you? And then most importantly, why? I just want to spend one more minute on this. This is like the setup for the whole week. Yeah, Mary Kay.
Mine, the one that popped out for me was don't wait. And that's because I'm aware I have been waiting a lot. And I watch myself wait even when I'm like on a call or in a conversation and here. It's like, and then I just go to the back of the classroom.
This one insight could be the one most important thing from this retreat that is a game changer in your company and your world. I love it. Thank you. And yes, I got your question. We're going to get to it today. So fantastic. Let's hear from one more of you. Which one landed for you? And then most important, Jasmine, why?
Having fun. I've been going to retreats, professional developments, conferences since the fourth grade as a peer mediator. And there has never been a time that I have gone to a retreat without the ambition of either running it myself later or be part of organizing it or being expected to make sure I get everything so that I can go turnkey it back to the rest of my staff or anything like that. And it is so refreshing and exciting to be here and be here just for my business and be here just for myself. And if I'm not having fun this week and if I get into sort of like old retreat mode of like, you know, striving to see like what the future is with this, I could just remind myself to just sit back, have fun, and that I'll absorb so much more and appreciate so much more by doing that.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jasmine. We so often live our lives like 3 or 10 steps ahead. If you've ever done that, like that's what Jasmine says, one part of what she's talking about here, right? That, well, I'm going to do this, but I got to like put nose to the grindstone. I really got to get it. I got to make sure that I get all the, can you hear the raga in that attachment? Right? And I got to make sure I get everything out of it because then I'm going to do this and that afterwards. And all of a sudden there's a moment that she didn't even get a chance to live because she's 10 steps ahead. Fabulous observation. What is it to be here now? If I'm not having fun through the retreat, you know, who's responsible for that one? There might be some fun coming from me, but it's probably mostly going to come from you guys, right? I mean, this will be what you make of it. What do you decide? What do you decide is going to be for you? And, you know, maybe it felt like when we're here together, nose to the grindstone, we'll go skip and play for the afternoon. And, you know, it's just, much of the day is up to you. What are you going to make of it? My brother is an artist and a musician. And I remember, like, he's still like a big kid, you know? And I remember, we've done many things like that since, but this one day, I just remember with him, he was visiting me in Calgary. I don't know why it happened. For all of a sudden, we were skipping down the street singing Zippity Doodah, you know? Like, I don't know why that happened. And then we saw, it was summertime, and it looked like snow, like this little patch of snow on the ground. We don't usually get that even in Calgary, right? So what is that? And the kid, just a curiosity of a child, you could add that one too, curiosity, you know? It's like, what is that? That's so cool. He just like had this little kid nature in him, you know? And love that. So, and for many of us, because we're, you know, important business owners who are doing strategic important things, we've lost that. So what is it to have that, just that one piece, could just engaging in that one piece through this week could change everything. So thank you, Jasmine. Beautiful. All right. What I want to do now, a lot happened yesterday. We were together for a short time, and then you were off doing stuff, and then you met with your buddy, and then you were off doing whatever. Right? But it's all still part of the retreat, whatever happened. So it's kind of like, you know, if we are, my editor is saying don't say this, so I'm going to say this, but you know, like in the movies, my editor is really saying don't say this, so am I going to say it? I don't like this analogy, but I'm going to say it. So like in the movies from, you know, World War II movie or something like this, and this like really happy and kind father leaves for work, and then he goes and tortures people, you know, for his job, right? And then comes back and plays with the kids. And it's like, something is radically wrong there. Can you hear what I'm saying? Something is radically wrong. And so the retreat is this week. What's happening? You know, am I serious and nose to the grindstone here, and then I'm off playing with my family? Am I playing here, but then when I'm with family or friends, or I'm alone in this social distancing world or whatever it is, that is there some kind of divide? Who am I through all of this week? Just noticing how I'm playing through all of it, because you know there was an assignment that went till 5 o'clock yesterday. Well, what happened after? Did I, maybe you like that part better even, or you know, so just notice, or maybe you liked it worse, maybe you crashed, or maybe stayed up late and, you know, drank all night, maybe went to bed early, maybe all of it is part of the retreat, all of it, right? And so I want to give you a couple minutes in groups of two or three. What was your aha from yesterday? Three ahas from yesterday. I'm just going to give you, like, there'll be 2 to 3 people, and I'm just going to give you, let me see, it's going to be 4 minutes in all, because I know there's a bit of transition time. And so each person gets about 1 minute. You divide up your time. It's going to be 4 minutes in all, maybe 1 minute to speak. That means here's my aha, here's my aha, here's my aha. It goes like that. And then the next person. Make sense? Here's what opened from yesterday, and it might be from any of those parts. And you might not think you have any ahas, so your mind might be, how many of you are already at least 5 or 10 seconds in the future trying to think of those ahas right now as you're hearing my voice, because you want to make sure you're prepared? Just caught ourselves, right? Because we just talked about that with Jasmine, living that many seconds in the future, how often it happens in our life. Just stay here. Trust. Remember, trust the process. Trust that when you get there, they'll come up. The ones that you were crafting in your mind right now might not be the ones after you hear the other person who goes first. And can you feel how the energy in the room shifted when everybody stopped doing that? Could you feel the different energy? We do that so often. Notice that. Right? That could be your take home from the day. So it'll be about 1 minute each. And can you hear that the energy started going like this too, as everybody was in thinking about a minute from now? So let's take a collective breath. Inhale. Exhale, let it go. So much better. Yes, good. Again, inhale. Exhale, let it go. At my house, it's 11:11. What you focus on expands. I love it when the numbers line up. You don't have to, but I just take it as every time I see that, oh, look, there's something beautiful has happened. There's another one, a nice way that beautiful things come into my life. What is it that you take around you as something that is a sign that there's something beautiful? There's so many cues to that in your life. There could be an aha that, hey, the numbers lined up. It might be that simple an aha. All right. So groups of 2 or 3, 4 minutes, the one with the longest hair goes first, and the one with the shortest hair keeps time. And if you, you know, the drill, if you end up in a room where the other people didn't show up or whatever it is, great. You've got more time. Say it to yourself in the mirror, right? I will want to notice how you're playing, which focus on expands. Geez, you've got extra time for those ahas, right? So just know that it's always turns out perfectly, right? So let me break up the rooms here. 2 to 3 participants per room. and 4 minutes per room. And when you see that callback, when it says the rooms will be closing in 60 minutes, wrap up that sentence and come on back. Don't worry. If you end partway through a sentence, the world will not end. Trust the process, okay? Here we go. Remember, you got to click to go to your room. Have fun. And three ahas each. Who goes first again? The one with the longest hair goes first? Is that what I said? The one with the shortest hair times. Have fun. See you soon. 4 minutes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Everyone will be back soon as we're waiting for the others to arrive. How did your breakout room go? Did you get to everybody? Yes, yeah, that's right, because you're the first group back. Good. Were there some unexpected ahas that you were hearing from others or that you spoke yourself? Maybe you didn't even know the aha was there until you spoke it. Yeah, fantastic. Really good. Okay. Well, everyone's going to be back in about 20 seconds. And I already want to jump in and hear from one or two of you. You shared your ahas in the group. Now I'd love to hear you sharing your ahas with this larger group. And same thing, it might be, so Wendy, you're going to be up first. It might be that the aha is something new from what you heard there. It might be a new aha right now, or it might be something that you wanted to reiterate in front of the group. So Wendy, go ahead. It's yours.
I had one come to me as we were getting ready to come back into the room, and then it left, and now it's back. So I felt like I should share with the group. I think so many of us have this underlying expectation of having this amazing, transformational, incredible breakthrough. And maybe we have an expectation of like the fireworks going off. And remembering that maybe that breakthrough will be so small and so simple and so minute that we have to let go of that expectation of where that breakthrough comes.
I love that, Wendy. Beautiful. Because, ironically enough, because so much has happened in the context of the Mexico retreat, and we've been looking forward to it collectively, at least I know I have for a long time, right? Then it's so easy, it's perfect that it follows the letting go series. Okay, I have to have that breakthrough and it has to come in the form that I want because Raga, we just learned about that attachment's gonna cause suffering. So instead that quiet, not tight expectation, but just like knowing that things are moving, knowing that those ahas are going to happen, knowing that it's a cumulative effect, and being open to the possibilities of whatever's coming my way. Much more open stance to allow what's meant to come in to come in. Fantastic. Thank you. Sometimes the expectation of the breakthrough itself or the neediness around the breakthrough puts a wall in front of the breakthrough. What if it's just some accumulation of, again, it's ancient wisdom. I'm looking for that new flashy thing that's going to fix everything because I think everything is broken right now. I feel so broken that if it doesn't come right now, everything's going to fall apart. Can you hear? Can't get there from there. So that opening to that realization itself might be the thing that, you know, it's just like totally different lives. And they start out with this small shift. Completely different lives. This one going this way, this one going that. And this is the one that says, I don't need a big flashy breakthrough. It's going to happen in the accumulation of things this week. And it might happen in a small, minute moment. And I already trust that it's going to have a ripple effect, maybe even beyond which what I'm going to be able to see. And then the breath that comes in from that. I love it, Wendy. And I love it that the breakthrough, the aha came as we were coming back. And then it left you. And then it came back again. Trusting the process. If you hadn't remembered it, oh well, another one is on its way too. Again, that's a really empowering story. If I missed that one, don't worry. There's a whole bunch of them coming up behind it. It's okay. Oh yeah, and I remembered it. Here it is. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Wendy. Let's hear a couple more. So I saw Sherry and then Steve. What's opening for you now, Sherry?
Well, I had this aha and then I forgot it and then I remembered that a year ago in Mexico, as a result of all the writing clues I sat down and wrote what became the first chapter in a book manuscript. And since that time, I wrote that first rough draft of that book. And then I wrote a second one, and I've just kind of put them off on the shelf and have them to come back to. And it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had done that.
Sherry, thank you for the perfect illustration. I mentioned that that happened to Katie, and here it is a year later. And as I said, the ripple effect will happen in ways that often we're not even conscious of. All right, I wrote two books from what happened in Mexico, and I totally forgot it even happened. And then I had the aha, and then I even forgot it again in the moment. And then I remembered it again. More happens than meets the eye, trusting the process. And then some of you might have gone, okay, right, I need to start writing my book here. I better get to it, otherwise I won't have what Sherry had in Raga attachment. No, not the root there. Wendy will help us out with that. So Sherry, beautiful. I love it. Totally forgotten. That's a huge opening. Thank you. Yes. Steve, you're up.
I thought it was interesting that the three of us all said that one of our big ahas from yesterday was how closely related what we were excited about and what we were fearful of, how closely related they were.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was, you know, the fact that I'm excited to be here, but have no clue what's going to go on. And then the fear is, because I have no clue what's going on, I don't know if I'm going to have a breakthrough, and what happens if I don't. And it was that whole, you know, letting go of the breakthrough that Wendy just talked about, but the recognition that at least for me, they were very, but it was true for all three of us that they were closely connected, what we were excited about and what we were fearful of.
I love that. Really, I love all the layers of this here too, because first, the part about what we're excited about and what we're fearful of, it was actually one of my students. It was an earlier retreat that I taught. Marie was there all three times. It was many years ago. It was called Loving Kindness Retreat. And now we do it in a series. Do we do it in a day? One of my students there had a background in, you know, physiology, brain, neuroscience, I can't remember what, but told me something that the essence of which I've never forgotten, the details that I remember, but the essence of which I've never forgotten. And that's that in the brain, like the fear and excitement are not that different. And the psychological difference, this is what they told me, is just one is, I think I can do it. And the other one, I know I can do it. I have confidence about it. And the other one, I don't. I'm excited about a breakthrough, but I'm afraid about a breakthrough that I'm going to have one. I'm super excited. And if I have that trust and faith that that's going to happen, I'm excited about it. And it's the thing that I want so much. And if I don't think I'm going to get there because of all these stories that get in the way, then that's also the thing that I fear. So the closeness of fear and excitement, very cool. And then Wendy, again, what Wendy said, so instrumental. It's like, and why the Letting Go series is so important in more levels than I can say. If I'm hanging on to that breakthrough and it has to happen and it has to happen in the way that I want, then I'm living, like Jasmine, all that off into the future. And then I'm never even ever here in order to receive the breakthrough that perhaps is right in front of me. That is in something that seems small, but actually really moves the needle everywhere. Thank you. I love it. Beautiful. Yes. And that whole series of disempowering stories, I need to have a breakthrough here. What if I don't have a breakthrough? So I better look for it really carefully. And, you know, the breakthrough itself might beat us. Stop that. Stop that. So that the wisdom can flow in. Like it did with Jasmine. It's like, man, I'm getting all these creative ideas. And there was a hint of an editor. So thank you, Steve. Beautiful. There was a hint of an editor in Jasmine earlier too. It's like, man, I'm getting all these creative ideas, but it's not the time. So I got to focus. But I loved that both her focused into your focused intentionality, Jasmine. And then also, well, that's okay that those creative ideas are coming. How nice is that? Some people are going, wow, I wish that I had those creative ideas. I'm not having it. It's like, you know, I want those too. Raga attachment. Let it come as it comes. Be present for it. Not need it to happen in any particular form. Be open to possibility. know that the breakthroughs come. And sometimes, like Sherry, you could, like, maybe Sherry couldn't remember that anything else happened. A whole bunch happened last year, right? But maybe she didn't remember that anything else happened, and she could have gone an entire year going like, yeah, nothing really happened in Mexico. Wouldn't have been true, right? But that could have happened. So that's that trust the process, that it's happening, even when we're not aware of it, and then we don't have to hold on so tightly. There's things happening at many levels in this room right here, right now, and different things for different people. Trust the process. Really good. All right. Anyone else? Anything bubbling up wanting to be said? Ahas from yesterday. Ahas from this process. Ahas shared. Anything wanting to be said? Okay. Great work. Great work. Mary Kay posted a wonderful question, and she did exactly perfectly as always instructed to go post on Story Freedom Academy, which reminded me to ask you to do something. I would love for this week, for our retreat week, for our questions to be posted in the Facebook page. That is our water cooler. That's the place where we gather. That's so from here on in, Mary Kay, thank you for that, because I might have kept forgetting. And then it's like, well, people might not even have been thinking about posting questions. So thank you so much for that. So questions that you have, go ahead and ask your questions, and they can be, and you can be explicit too. It's like, Michelle, please address this when we're together. You put that in your question if you want. Hey, I'm open to the community answering. Please, you know, write your suggestions here. And Michelle, please let's address it when we're together. Hey, could I have a buddy to address this? There's lots of ways to get your questions answered too. And you get to be explicit. You get to tell people how you want your question to be answered. So questions, please, for this week of our Mexico at Home retreat, go post them in the Facebook page. I encourage you, if you post 100 questions there, I'm going to be overjoyed. I'm going to be working with my own editor going like, wow, how do I address those 100 questions? I can already feel my own editor going like, wow, 100 questions. Ooh, I'm going to do that. It'll make me grow, you know? It's like, oh, well, we'll get to them one at a time, you know? So I'm super excited. Post 100, post 1,000 questions, right? Then also, you don't always have to be in question mode. The vibration, this is what they teach, the Abraham Hicks, I learned this from the Abraham Hicks folks. The vibration of the question is not the same as the vibration of the solution. So take some time to go in and ask some questions. And then give yourself time to be in answer mode. So there's one book I read years ago, and the guy was talking about, I've been a seeker all my life. I'm always seeking, 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 seeking. And then it occurred to him, what if I could be a finder? You know, what if I could be a finder? I'm always asking these questions. I'm a question asker too. I love them. I encourage them. And then give yourself some space to also be receiving solutions. Maybe that's in responding to somebody else's question. Maybe that's in responding to a thought that you had that you didn't even know you had the question, but you've already got the answer. So be open to both of them. Both are really an important part of the process, right? So Mary Kay, thank you for that. That was a bit on empowering questions that came as a result of your question. So I want to address this question right here. And then again, keep posting them. Keep posting them. And you can even be explicit and tell me, Michelle, this is an urgent question for me. Please, you know, address it as soon as possible and text me. Tell me it's there, right? I might not have seen Mary Kay's, but she kindly texted me because I'm not always in the Facebook forum every moment, but I am, and I'm going to be there more this week. I'm excited to be there with you. So Mary Kay says, if I notice I'm not listening as well because of overwhelm, how would I decide whether to speak up or just to continue to observe how I'm playing? For example, yesterday I was overwhelmed by fast talking and high energy. You know, there's different versions of me, right? They're all me. There's the meditative, quiet, the one that talks you through Shavasana. There's the academic in me that's like nose to the grindstone. There's the bouncy puppy part of me. You know, you've met all those different aspects of me and more, right? Super excited yesterday, and you're getting like, I remember one retreat. It was a loving kindness retreat, actually. I was so excited at the beginning of that retreat. I spoke for 5 minutes, and a longtime student said, Michelle, will you please start over? I didn't hear anything you said. I won't be offended. It's okay. Just let me know. And for others, it's like, Michelle, that's too slow. Will you please go faster? Different experiences. Okay. So for Mary Kay, yesterday, fast talking and high energy, overwhelmed. I observed myself thinking that if I spoke up about this, you would say, watch how you're playing. It was an assumption I didn't want to hear, so I didn't want to speak up. Can you hear that? It's almost, it reminds me of Steve's. It's like, I need the breakthrough, so I'm going to look for the breakthrough. And then, like, you know, the way the versions of the stories inside us go, thank you for this, for sharing this, Mary Kate, because it's happening to you consciously. You're conscious of all this. It's beautiful. So I didn't want to speak up. I also observed then that I went further into overwhelm. And then, in brackets, as has so often happens, Mary Kate, with you, thank you, and can happen for all of us, just writing this question gives me more insight, confidence, curiosity, and direction. And I encourage you to ask lots of questions. The last time that I was in a place to ask Sandra Yancey a deep dive question, I spent many hours crafting the question with an accountability partner. Many hours for one 15-minute question. You don't have to do that. You can ask a question on the spot. Don't let your editor take you out on that. I spoke with Stephen Dynan, had an hour with him a year ago. He's got a 10-figure company, and he's like so heart-centered, and he does some really pretty woo-woo stuff. I was really interested in talking to him. And I spent about 12 hours crafting the questions that I wanted to ask him. So like the crafting of the question itself is huge and moves things forward. And you can have a question right on the spot too, all right? So this is a beautiful question that resulted in some answers. The essence of it is, well, all that fast talking, high energy, that put me into overwhelm. But if I spoke up, you'd just say, watch how you're playing, and I won't like that. I'll feel, and you didn't say that, but I'll feel shut down by that. And so then, you know, now I'm even more overwhelmed, and now I don't know what to say. You've already found, so first notice, you've already found some of your own solutions in just investigating this. Notice that, number one. Number two, not everything will be for everyone. For some people, when I'm talking quickly, it's like, finally, because I can processing things faster, and I'm like, really, really like this. And for some people, it's going to put you into overwhelm. Different things for different people at different moments, right? Different things for you at different moments. At one point, maybe Carly's going to go, wow, you know, these ideas, like we're in the private session we were in the other day, and it's like, wow, that. And then, you know, maybe her babies are busy, and there's stuff going on, and the very same thing, it's going to put her into overwhelm the next moment. So just noticing that and letting there be an ebb and flow of things. I don't need to catch everything right away. It's all okay. There's a cumulative effect through the week. I trust the process. If I miss something then, that's okay. If I'm in overwhelm, I could turn my camera off. I'm suggesting that you have your camera on unless otherwise instructed. But also, I want you to trust yourself. If that's what you need, I mean, always take care of yourself. Take care of yourself first. We're going to talk about that as we start to move together tomorrow, right? So those are a couple of the pieces. And then also something, another piece for everyone, for Mary Kay and for everyone, about how to craft questions. One thing that has propelled this company forward is that I'm a question asker. And I really encourage you to ask questions here, ask questions of each other, ask questions in all parts of our lives. And how many of you naturally feel like you, and no shame, no judgment, doesn't matter, just like we're made differently. How many of you feel like you're naturally always asking questions? Raise your hand. Some of you are like that. How many of you feel like, wow, I don't even know what question to ask? It's hard to ask questions. Raise your hand. Yeah, some of you. Okay, it's all good. Notice you're not alone, okay? How many of you, it's like, I'd like to ask a question, but I don't want to look stupid. And so I'm not, it's hard to ask questions because I want to ask, I want to get it right. There's a perfectionist streak in me. Yeah, so right. So there's all kinds of relationships to questions. Just know that wherever you are with respect to questions, it's okay. And can you move through and ask questions anyway? Not all the time, not incessantly. You don't have to. Different people will ask questions at different rates. But how you do anything is how you do everything. That, for instance, the perfectionist streak is probably a block somewhere else in the company too. So asking questions could be really powerful. So so for you, Mary Kay, here's a leg up yoga move technique around asking questions. If you're one of the ones that it's hard for you to ask questions, just go la, 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 I'm not listening for this part. Just ask a question, any question, it's good, okay? But for those who, actually, this might help the perfectionist too, is like how to ask a question that will really land the answer that I want. One of the reasons that I crafted my questions so carefully for Sandra is, one, I wanted questions that were in her wheelhouse. I will not ask Sandra about how to make sure you're not working too hard. That's probably not going to be my first question for her. Maybe sometimes, but her mentors are telling her she's working too hard. And she lets us see that too, you know. She was on stage with her mentors and they're going, Sandra, you're working too hard, you got to unplug. So that's not going to be the first place I'm going to ask her questions, because it's not her most important wheelhouse for me. I'm going to ask questions in something where I know she's really a key expert. I'm going to ask her questions about networking. I'm going to ask her about, like, she has 500,000 women on her list. How did that happen? That's really cool. That she maintains such close connections with so many people. That's really cool. What's the technique in that? So I'm probably going to ask those questions, and I'll save the questions like about around self-care for my friend and our alumni. Some of you know Pamela Zimmer. That's her field. Why don't I ask her, right? So asking questions in somebody's wheelhouse. If you're not asking a lot of questions, don't worry. Just ask questions. All questions are welcome here. And if I don't know the answer, I'll let you know. Probably somebody else knows a better answer in the community. They'll hear it and they'll give you a better answer than I did. That's all good, right? So ask any question. But for you, Mary Kay, to fine tune that question, think about what's the question in that person's wheelhouse, number one. These are the leg up yoga moves about asking questions. And number two, you can ask for what you want. Know that you can ask for what you want. This is huge for everyone. So Mary Kay, your question could have been, and maybe you've already got the answer, and return to it again tomorrow if there's still another layer of this that you want to ask. And for all of you, post your questions. You could say, Michelle, when you're speaking quickly and there's a lot of high energy, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I know the first thing is to watch how I'm playing, and I'm going to keep doing that because you know that that's going to be one of my go-to places. So I know I'm going to keep doing that. I know it's an important piece of it, but I'm wondering also what else to do in the moment so I don't quite feel so overwhelmed. Do you see how in the question you've guided my answer? Because I'm not just going to answer, well, Mary Kay, you haven't watched how you're playing, because you just told me you're aware of that. So then you can go to the other piece. Then you're showing me that the other piece is what's going to help more. You can guide the answers from somebody. If you guide too tightly, you're not then maybe open to the answer. So I'm going to leave room for genius. One of the questions I asked Sandra is like, what's in my blind spot? What is it that I'm not seeing? Assume I'm ready and tell me. Because often teachers won't tell people what they won't. Teachers won't tell students things unless they're asking. If they're not asking either explicitly or implicitly, that person's not ready to hear, and that won't come to you. So I just said, assume I'm ready, tell me. And then I had to make sure that I was ready for what she was going to say. Right? So, Mary Kay, is that helpful?
Yes, and just asking the question, I think, was like, I probably didn't even need you to answer. Just the question itself led me down another road into more layers of what's going on.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Questions are huge. I love it. Thank you. Okay. One aha, just to put a little bow on this piece of it, because there's another piece that I want to give you this morning. It's just little chunks to help us for our whole week. Consolidating what happened yesterday, understanding the kind of ground rules for our week together and how to get the most out of it. Undoing some editors. We've done different work this morning, right? Undoing some editors so that it's like, I need that breakthrough right now. We've done some different work this morning. One aha, or one thing bubbling up so we can tie a little bow on this piece. And there's one more chunk I want to give you before we go away. Two more chunks. One thing that's opening up in you, and you might not even know that something's opening up, and trust the process. You could raise your hand and an aha will happen for you, because you've chosen to put yourself forward. An aha, who would like to share? Carly, thank you.
Well, you're pointing out about how to ask questions, and the perfectionist in me, I don't think I even realized I was editing how I ask questions.
Thank you. Yeah, for the perfectionist among us, and I've got that saying, recovering perfectionist over here. It's like, if I don't ask the question the right way, and then if I don't get exactly the right answer, everything's going to fall apart. That's another version of living life unconsciously as tragedy. Can I just ask any question and risk looking stupid? Now, people aren't going to think that, only I'm going to think that. Myself, as I'm asking a question, I mean, right? And then can I not be so worried about what it looks like? Because I'm in service. If I'm in service first, all that ego stuff tends to fall away. because I'm going to care so much about the people I'm in service to that if I look bad for a moment, I'll get over it. Because there's one more piece that I could glean that's going to help me help those people. Can you hear how that all these things are work synergistically together too, to start from service? Then so what if even if somebody else didn't like my question, thought that it looked kind of funny or whatever, will I get over it? Because I actually learned something that will take me to maybe helping maybe one piece of a strategy session, one piece in a talk, one piece in how I use my words, one piece of that inner world story that's going to shift, that might mean the difference between that person hearing me and not, me being able to help that person and not. It's not about me. That for the perfectionists among us. Who has any kind of perfectionist streak at all? You really want to get it right? Raise your hand. My guess is there's quite a few of us here. Okay, that's for everyone. Thank you. All right. Next piece. Anything else bursting to be said? Okay, let's take a collective breath again, because I know there's this chunk, this chunk, this chunk. Inhale. And exhale, let it go. And again, inhaling. Exhale, let it go. One more time, inhale. And this time, really let it go. Just let all the muscles go, let all the tightness go, just let it go. The questions you're gonna ask, the thoughts, everything that came before, just let it go. Good. The room feels different now, thank you. Okay. The next piece that I want to move into, two more pieces. One about today and one about tomorrow. The piece about today, here's what I want to notice together. It's Mother's Day, so happens. Mother's Day, as I mentioned at the beginning, might bring up all kinds of things for us. For some people, it's a horrible day. For some people, it's a beautiful day. For some people, it's a beautiful and horrible day. For some people, it's all about the people in their lives. They've got a mother they love and adore. For some people, they hated their mother. For some people, they didn't know who their mother was. For some people, they have children. For some people, they have adopted children or adopted animals. Or, you know, like there's all different configurations. You're a mother, you're a father, you've got a mother, you don't, right? And previous experiences of this day, whether it's Mother's Day or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is, there's expectations around a day. And I wanted to leave us space today, yesterday space, to go and do, to set things up, set ourselves up for success, right? Set ourselves up for the week. What is it that you need to deeply take care of yourself? What's the space? What's the food, right? And then lean in with the community. So they were like, you could think of it as community projects yesterday. And then some beautiful ahas that came from that, wonderful work. Today, you can think of it as family or my own community project. If yesterday was a project internal to our community, in a sense, today you got a project internal to your family and whatever that means for you. It might mean you're all alone today, I don't know, or you're with your cat, or you've got 100 people that you usually connect with on Mother's Day, but now it's virtual, or whatever configuration that is. There are people who are with you still on the planet, people not on the planet with you anymore. There's like all of that, all the prior experiences of all those Mother's Days that come to bear on this day. Now remember what we said yesterday of, well, what if this could be the best week of my life? What if I entertained that possibility? Because maybe I hadn't even, like Carly, it's like I never even thought of living my life that. I don't think of it. So what would it be to actually do that this week, to let this week be that marker to do that? I'm the one in charge after all. And then Steve giving us that, right? It's like, well, what about every week? But then for each one of us, even if I, like for myself as well, I teach that. But when's the last time I started a week actually truly and meditated on it and did something about it and really had it as the focus for my week that this one's going to be the best week of my life? So are we enacting that and opening the possibility that we can do that this week, right? How many of you are open to that possibility for this week? Raise your hand. Just want to see again. Open to that possibility. Cool. All right. Well, then, what if we did that for this day? And if we could do it for this day, holidays tend to be like that. The next time it's Father's Day, the next time it's Christmas, the next time it's, we put pressure on ourselves for special days. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. Our birthdays, all that stuff. Sometimes it's beautiful and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's like, we think it's supposed to be like Norman Rockwell family or something, you know, like beautiful painting, right? We don't feel that way. And we're supposed to, maybe even if we have the best of circumstances, but something is off. Because we have such expectations, just like for the retreat, we have it for those days. So what if we could use this day? What if this could be the best Mother's Day of your life? You said you're willing to entertain it for the week. How many of you woke up this morning with that explicit thought, this could be the best Mother's Day of my life? How many thought that? And we don't tend to, I get it, right? So if you didn't, good, because we're thinking about it now, collectively. And often what comes in is, well, it would be, but I usually see my mother and I love her and now I can't, I can only see her virtually, usually be there. So everything went downhill because of that. Or I would, but you know, I don't get along with my mother. And so it's always a sad day. And this one is going to be sad because they've always been sad because that's my practice, because that's just what it's going to be. Or, you know, I'm not a mother, or I am a mother, or I think, whatever it is. Can you see that I could fill in the blank with anything? And whatever it is, like that young woman that I said, she came to the retreat, and early on, it was her 21st birthday, and she hurt her knee. It would be very easy, and you could go, but Michelle, this is much bigger than a knee. Well, would you just rather that it be over something bigger than a knee? She was there for her 21st birthday, young woman, you know? Away in Mexico for the very first time. She could have taken herself out. She had the best week of her life. So whatever that thing is, if it's something bigger, well, whatever. And I can say that with the, you know, I don't know what your whatever is. But I do know, for instance, that Yvonne was with me that day that I got that horrible call that none of us wants to get. Was that the best day of my life? No. But was there deep joy in it? Was there laughter? Was there intense aliveness that I maybe hadn't even noticed for a long, long time? Even on that day, I wouldn't ask you to do something that I haven't experienced myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever is the thing that's in the way, is little irritations or big stuff or whatever. Whatever. Are you willing to entertain the possibility that this day could be the best Mother's Day of your life, if you're willing to entertain the possibility, and such a truthfulness. No shame either way, but raise your hand if you're willing to change it. And if not, that's fine. Willing to entertain the possibility that it could be. It could be. And thank you for that truthfulness, all right? Super cool. And just notice that. I love that many people put up your hand. Not all of you did. And I'm not going to push on that because I love that integrity. Just notice and watch how you're playing. And whether you put up your hand, I'm entertaining, this could be the best Mother's Day of my life, or you didn't, either way, you've got a choice ahead of you. What is this day going to be for me? What am I going to make of it? And all those things that we talked about for the retreat, how you do anything is how you do everything. Watch how you're playing. If it's not fun, we're not doing it right. I remember the very first three-day retreat I taught, I just left academia. And at the end of the three-day retreat, one of the women said to me, and it came like this profound realization in her, Michelle, these guidelines you're giving us for the retreat and for our words, it's not just for the retreat and for the words, is it? It's for the rest of our lives, right? And it came inside her like this profound, oh, this has a ripple effect everywhere. So these things that we just said about the retreat, what if we practice them here with or without our families in whatever circumstances, Mother's Day, whatever that means for you, and notice the patterns? Because remember that piece about what has to come before the marketing and sales words? we already noticed some of the stories running, like Jasmine already having to be ahead and having to figure it over, you know, and then she can't get there from here. And how is this going to be the best retreat, best week ever, which is living always in the future. And then it happened there where most of us were living in the future. Like, what are the ahas that I'm going to say? Happens in big ways, happens in small ways. Watch how I'm playing. What a perfect playing ground to see what this day is going to be. Am I remembering that I can, when I'm in service, that makes my day, that changes things? Am I remembering that I raise my hand and I say, I lean and get support? The retreat isn't off because we're off with our families or whoever that is for us right now. I mean, I'm having a hard time. It's like, but I can't reach out to that person because they're probably busy with their family and I'm not going to reach out. Notice that's probably impeding your company too. Right? And we have always done Mother's Day this way, and I can't change it because it would rock the boat and nobody would like that. Notice that. What's stagnant in your company right now? What are you afraid to do? Right? Hey, we always have fun, and I'm just going to have more fun. I'm just going to let it be a relaxed and easy day. Well, that's probably also happening in your company too, and that probably serves you, or maybe it doesn't. Watch how you're playing today. And what I want to do over just a couple of, and how might it go differently today? You know, story begins when something different happens. And let me tell you this, let me tell you this story about story. I wish I remember where I read this, but it was a beautiful description about story. So one day, like this is always just a setup for the story. One, you know, every day Joe would fly past 10 planets and he'd be in a fight with, you know, 50 aliens en route to his job. And, you know, 500,000 of them would be engaged in the war. But one day there was nobody there. When did the story start? Look, it starts one day, something different happened. You'd think it's all this flashy stuff, you know, and there's all these aliens and every day, but it's just like that happens every day. What's going to happen today? How is this day going to be different? And maybe you've loved every single Mother's Day, but none of them have been exactly the same when we're actually paying attention. Maybe they've all been horrible. Maybe they've all been wonderful. Whatever it is, what do you choose? And who is it that pointed us to that? What is it you plan to do with your one wild, was that you, Wendy? One wild and precious life. Yeah, I almost started this retreat with that. I pulled out that poem. I just chose a different route. I'm so glad you brought those words to us. There's a reason that was in front of me. What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Not tomorrow, not 3 years from now, not, you know, with your company, with your five-year plan. That's for our Quantum Leaps retreat. It's a different piece of our journey for the year. What am I going to do today? Because what I'm doing today is what's going to construct that. If, like, thank you, Mary Kay. Mary Kay was saying, like, I've been waiting. Thank you for that. Right? It's parts of you have been waiting. A lot of that happening during COVID-19, I would say, not for all of us, but some parts of us sometimes still are waiting for things to change, waiting for what's going to happen when things open up a little bit, sometimes we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting. So what would it be, for instance, for Mary Kay not to wait today? Or maybe she wants to experiment. I'm not going to tell her what to do. Maybe she wants to experiment with waiting. She's been waiting so much that she's going to playfully wait for an hour this morning and see what happens. That also could be something. Do you get what I'm not telling her what to do? But that might be her place of investigation. It's always been a horrible day. What if it could be a little less horrible? What if it could actually be beautiful? I've always cursed my mother on this day. What if I instead loved on my father? I've always loved on my mother today. Maybe I will give my long lost cousin a call. I don't know. Maybe I want to do exactly what I always do because there's this pattern in my family, but I want to experience it differently. A kind of witness consciousness like we learn in Shavasana, watching what's happening with a different eye. So I see what is differently. I see it with new eyes and I experience levels of it like Jasmine, who's experienced many different retreats, but she's experiencing this one differently. So maybe she could go back to one of those other ones, but just experience it differently now. Imagine that was it, right? There's an analogy. So how might it go differently today? How do I want to play with my family? What am I expecting from this day that I don't even know that I'm expecting? And what are the gifts from this day that I might not even have been aware of? Like Sherry, oh my goodness, I've written two books and I didn't even notice that happened at Mexico. So now Sherry has the possibility of gratitude around what she did herself in Mexico a year ago because she became aware. She wasn't aware before that, and there's pieces of it that might have been it happened already, but she wasn't aware. Maybe it's just diving into the beauty of what already happens. I don't know. Each one of us were in very different circumstances for Mother's Day. How do you want to play today? And sometimes we think, oh, I can't be conscious every moment. That'd be way too tiring, Michelle. Well, how's it working the opposite way, right? You know, how's it working for you? What if I could actually be awake and alive more of the time? Because then I don't miss that moment. A child just handed me a flower. Oh, sorry, I wasn't awake at that moment. Can you do that again, please? I missed it. What would it be to be more awake and alive in whatever that means to you? How am I playing today? And also remembering if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. I gotta make sure I get every moment. If I don't, everything's gonna fall apart. Oh, there's Raga, right? And then have a sense of humor about it. Oh, look, I just did that. That's okay. Start over. Just like with the breath, with Shavasana. You know, my thoughts went over there. That's okay. I drifted. I'm just coming back now. I engage in the most vicious argument I've ever had with somebody on Mother's Day. Yeah, partway through, I notice. Do I want to be here? I walk away. Whatever it is, it's all okay. But I'm noticing. I'm noticing how I'm playing. I can't find out what's behind the marketing and sales words and what's happening at that deeper root if I don't know what's going on in my life. So just even for that one functional piece of the retreat, how am I playing? Not to mention that I'd rather have a life where I'm alive and awake and having more fun, right? Why have more fun? For the fun of it. All right. So we're going to wrap up in just a few minutes here. Let me see. What I would like to hear from you just before we go is, and I did say that we'd be an hour and a half. We're at that in 3 minutes. If you need to leave right on that hour and a half, you go ahead. If you didn't even remember that I said that and you're fine here, then stick with us, right? And no problem, no judgment. We start tomorrow at 9. I just want to say this before that we hit on the hour. We start tomorrow at 9 Mountain Time. Please translate for your own time zone. We will have a longer day tomorrow. We will be engaged with each other more of the day, but do not worry. We will not be staring at a screen for 12 hours. But be prepared for more of the day engaged together to both debrief what's happening and to start movement as well, because our embodied words start from the body. We're going to be moving not at the beginning of that block, but in that block. Don't worry. In the block itself, I'll be telling you how to prepare. You might be gathering a few things, some pillows, some blankets, maybe a necktie. We'll start playing with some things. You don't have to gather them beforehand. We're going to be doing it right on the spot. And it won't be at the beginning of that block. We're going to be doing some other things at the beginning of the block. And yes, there'll be breaks. There'll be time we'll get to eat. There'll be things that you're going to go out and do and things that we're doing together. So, and also notice your level of comfort or discomfort with that. You might want to hear more about what we're doing. Just notice that. And then also don't suffer in silence. If it's really, really, you know, lean in for support with that too, as needed, okay? With all the pieces. So what I want to do right now is there's collective wisdom here. I've given you the best that I know about how to live this Mother's Day consciously. My daughter and I are going to go for a walk. And I don't think we've ever done that before for Mother's Day. It was a really great thing to do now. And we both want to get out there and walk. And it's unprecedented. You know, it's a small change and it changes everything. What are you going to do? So I want to gather just for a couple of minutes some of your ideas you've heard from me. And whether you said, yes, I'm open to the possibility this could be my best Mother's Day ever, or you didn't raise your hand. And if you didn't raise your hand, just notice that. Why are you discounting? I'm going to say it strongly right now. Why are you discounting this day? And you might say, but you don't understand. I had this amazing Mother's Day that could never be surpassed. Just notice that. That's okay. Or maybe it's like, but there's something really wrong right now and it can't be, or whatever. Just notice it. And if you put up your hand, did you put up your hand because others were too, right? You know, I'm supposed to notice that. Or you might make that decision even just right now. This could be the best Mother's Day ever. This could be the best day I've ever had. Why not? Why not? Why not? You're here breathing. There's a reason, you know? So I'd like to dive into our collective wisdom here for just a few minutes. What would allow this to be the best day? And maybe you go, Mother's Day isn't even anything for me, then just the best day of your life, right? So like popcorn, what are some of your suggestions for you, what they, that you're going to do in order for that to happen for you? Or suggestions for others? What do you want to share, Yvonne?
About half an hour, I'm going to be on a Zoom call with my boys.
Zoom call with boys, yeah. Seeing somebody that I really want to see, yeah. Virtually, all good. What else? What are you going to do that will make this beautiful? Yeah, Wendy.
I think sometimes we need to redefine our expectation of best and realize that best doesn't mean perfect.
Thank you.
So I am not with my family today, which is kind of strange. My husband and child are with all of my family, my siblings and my parents, celebrating Mother's Day. And I'm in St. George recharging batteries.
Right.
And so we just moved Mother's Day. We just decided that we would celebrate. They're going to come down next weekend at the end of the retreat, and we will celebrate Mother's Day on a different day. So today can still be the best day.
Right. And so there was an example of it's not Mother's Day for me today. All perfect. It could still be the very best day. And how, like, I bet that's unprecedented for you. So an unprecedented opportunity for an amazing day. Yes. Thank you for that example.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I've had lots of voices trying to tell me that it's like that these decisions weren't the right decisions or weren't the right, like there are things trying to come in to say it wasn't okay for you to recharge batteries. You should be with your family. And so just trying to let those just pass through and know that they are not filled with truth.
Right. Yeah. And so all that second guessing, and that's probably happening elsewhere in your company too, right? I make a decision and then I second guess. Even though it's aligned and it's a really great decision. And I know when everybody heard that, at least I know when I heard that, I'm like, wow, good on you, because you told us earlier, right? And so just noticing that with love. And then also, it's not what we're doing right here, right now, but remember that transmutation, the form of those thoughts tells you something about your core values. And so one of the things you could be doing is journaling about that, noticing how it's coming up, because there's gold for you there. One suggestion, no need to do it, but that'd be one thing you could do. Yeah. And the gentleness around it. Absolutely. What else? Let's take a few more minutes over this to launch you off for your day. Carly.
Well, you said something that really kind of struck me on how we usually have holidays. I usually have my family over and some of them are coming today, and I usually kind of just let things play out and happen as they happen and feel like we miss out on things sometimes. And so I do think that translates over into my business in some ways. And so today what I just decided I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little bit more structure to the day so that I can make sure the things that I want happen to do. And one of the biggest things I'm going to do is I'm going to add a little dance party with the kids.
I love it. And again, it might be somebody from the outside, a marshmallow, go, you're adding a dance party and that's what you learned at the retreat. Don't go by and tell people what you were learning, because they won't get it. But here we get it. You get it? Here we get it, that one shift could change everything. Because the other way, it's like you're just waiting for it to play out. It's happening in my company. And just because you've shared with others here too about, you know, that journey with your former partner, it's up to somebody else. I'm not necessarily really quite in charge. Things will just play out as they play out. And the shift that's happening in your company is related to this shift in your life. And they both work together synergistically to create a whole different company and a whole different life. There is more that's happening than meets the eye when you just say the kids are going to dance today. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you. You start to hear why we're doing this today, right? And why it matters. And then we might get to, wow, it really matters. I better make the right decision because this has to be the best day. And no, that's just attachment. Let it go. If I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. Lean in with the guidelines, right? Thank you for that. Yes. Let's hear one or two more before we go. You're getting the idea. Yeah, Mary Kay.
Well, yeah, everything is shifted within, 5 minutes? And Carly's comments relate to mine with my family. It's just sort of, you get together. And anyway, so instead of stepping back from that, I'm going to step forward into it and add some structure with my miniature horse, who is the daughter of my therapy horse, who's no longer with us, but to celebrate her motherhood.
I love this. Thank you.
there's going to be her, and there'll be four mothers together, the horse, me, my daughter, and the mother-in-law.
I got chills. Talk about redefining Mother's Day in the way that you want. Okay. And then the ripple effect for your company, and you've shared. So I feel like I can share here because it's not mine to share, but when you've shared before, people come to me and Michelle, then I just create design programs for them because that's what they want. So then it's coming from them. Oh, could you hear the echo with how Mother's Day goes? It's coming from them and it just happens how it happens. And the echo with Carly's, I'm going to actually shape it. So it's what I want that is redefining what Mother's Day even means. It's not related to that particular, it's related to this group and motherhood in here. Talk about that, beautiful. Yes. And you know what? I think you were one of the ones who didn't put up your hand about the best Mother's Day ever, but I'm not so sure. I don't want you to be attached to being the best Mother's Day ever, but I'm hearing something freaking awesome there. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. One more. This is fantastic. Sherry, yes.
So I had a very tumultuous relationship with my mother, and it wasn't resolved when she passed over 30 years ago, but she gave me an incredible love of roses. Mm. And I have planted a rose garden in every home I have been in as an adult. So today I am going to, as I spend many days, go spend time with my roses.
Chills. Beautiful. Sometimes the form is completely different, like who the mothers even are, like with Mary Kay, you know, and the celebration of them, and with Carly, kids dancing, and with you, roses, you said, as you've done many days before, so it doesn't have to be an externally different event, but how you're entering into this and why it matters and the intentionality behind it speaks volumes. I had chills when you spoke this. This is a beautiful Mother's Day. Or like with Wendy, it's not even Mother's Day at all today. It's going to be a beautiful day, right? So wherever you are with this, and again, remember everyone's journey is unique. People hit the wall at different times. People have the openings at different times. Lean in, get support, enjoy, have fun, right? So have a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day, non-Mother's Day, whatever you want to call today. Watch how you're playing with your family or with your loved ones or with whoever is around you, animate, inanimate, people, animals, right? Walls, virtual, non-virtual. Watch how you're playing. Keep in mind those guidelines and lean in with them if you're having trouble and notice what's happening. For the disempowering stories too, notice what's happening in your body. If there's a time where your body gets tense, something doesn't feel good, just notice that. And then know that you're in the driver's seat. You can make a change. So watch what happens today. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, everybody. And I want to turn just before we close up to Yvonne. Was there anything? There's the exercise I want to do tomorrow. So I talked to you about that. That's not a problem. Anything else that we may have missed that I said that I wanted to make sure we do?
On time versus early.
What's that?
On time, being on time versus early.
Thank you. That's for tomorrow. So like I say, we begin at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So are you guys going to be on time? And Yvonne knows I know. Thank you, Yvonne. That was something I learned at Peak Potential. They got it. They drilled it into us. If we answered yes, it's like, I don't know. How about being early? Well, you can be early, right? So go ahead and be early. Yvonne will open up the doors, right? Early. So just to make sure that your connection is working and you can go and grab a cup of coffee. You can chat with people beforehand if you choose. And if not, you can just set yourself up for a great day. Know that in that first block, we'll have some movement. So, you know, wear something that you can move in. It's going to be gentle. It's going to be easy. Make sure you've signed the waivers, all right? And you'll take care of your own body. It's going to be easy and simple, but our stories come right from our bodies. So I love what Carly said, like her kids dancing, you know? And one thing I want to leave you with too is, how are you going to take care of your body today? We talked about the food and we talked about the space. I want you to also, I'm going to leave you with this home play as well. How are you going to move your body today? just a gentle suggestion that like Carly's kids, that there should be some kind of movement today, even if you just stand up off your out of your chair and walk over to the kitchen to get a glass of water and come back. I mean, there's your movement, but how are you moving to, maybe you're gonna be out in the field, Teresa, for a long, long time with your horses, I don't know, or not. Maybe you're gonna be moving, jumping on like my mini trampoline or doing some yoga or going for a walk with a friend or whatever it is, but how are you gonna take care of your body today? So just have that in there as well. Have a beautiful time with your loved ones. And are you going to come tomorrow on at what time? Thank you. Jasmine, the finger side. That's like my school teacher side of me. I never taught school. I taught university, right? 9 o'clock, come early. And I want to close the day.
I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be on at 8.
Yeah, really early. Steve will be there first.
No, it's California.
Oh, 8 California time. Yes, right. I know. I'm only speaking Mountain Time because we're in 5 different time zones, right? So, yes. So Steve's going to start his day early. Others, you're starting your day at 11 a.m. I know, but like 9 o'clock Mountain Time, whatever time that is for you. So Steve's going to get an early start to the day. All right. I want to just, any questions, burning questions that you have? Again, there's other ways to reach out to us, but I don't want you to go off into your day going like, I should have asked that question. I really, 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 really wanted to know. No? Okay. Remember the Facebook page, that's your place to connect. If you want me to be in there and see it, text me. Really, truly. And then if you go, I can't text her because I'm not supposed to text her, because just notice that. I've given you permission many times. Like, text me. Mary Kay just did this morning. That's why we dove into her question. It was a great question. So have a beautiful day, and let's wrap a bow on our day together today. Let me see. Just one aha. Your inspired action is your entire day today. So rather than, we often end with one aha and one inspired action, marking the difference from, this is not our Thursday calls, we're not in Canvas anymore, right? One aha, one thing opening for you. And if, how many of you started thinking about that aha right away? Anyone? Caught a few people? Fewer people this time though, but still some of you. Let go of that thinking so you can be fully with somebody else's aha. And how do you know? Don't underestimate that person's aha. If you are, notice that, because that means you're probably underestimating the ahas of the person in front of you when you're speaking, or that child in front of you, or that person that you've had an argument with and you're expecting that they're always going to say that same thing or whatever it is. Don't underestimate the power of that other person's aha. And if you're thinking about the one that you're going to say, you're going to miss it, because your biggest aha might come from what they observed. And you might say, I already know that about what they said, and then notice that as well. Watch how you're playing, right? This could be the most, I love this part. What did you hear? And there's as many different people hearing and as many different ahas as we have people here. What if you could collectively not just have your own aha, but gain from all of them? The most important one may not be your own for you. Okay? So thank you for that. So and could you hear, could you feel the energy in the room shift for those who are sensitive to energy? What am I going to do? My aha better be great. I better be smart. It better be good. So like all that's counterproductive. I'm going to be here now with Teresa's aha because it might be my most important thing. Teresa.
That I'm loving listening to everybody else. More than I thought.
I love it. Beautiful. Open to possibility. And I love that piece that you added, more than I thought. There's deeper wisdom here. There's deeper openings. There's deeper than I knew. Teresa, this is beautiful. Thank you. Wendy.
I just made the connection that intention is what brings the awake and alive energy.
Thank you. Yes, it does. Beautiful for our day, right? What are your intentions for today? I intend that it's going to happen the same because it always happens the same and I never liked it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Or I heard many of you making that shift today. I get to choose. I'm in the driver's seat. What's this day going to be for me? Might be exactly the same form like the roses, or it might be quite different like the dance. Barb. Thank you, Wendy. Barb, beautiful. Barb.
Just so much wonderful things to absorb, and how powerful this group is. I'm just so grateful.
What a great way to walk into the day. walk in with gratitude. And those aren't just words. Can you hear it? That was earned. That was real. That was rooted. Because we can say, yeah, I'm grateful for my day, and nowhere is it connected. It doesn't do anything. I heard the place that came from. What a great way to step into Mother's Day with that energy. Love it. And you didn't do it on purpose in order to buck up and have a good day. It's simply happening. And then you noticed it. Like Sherry noticing the two books that she wrote. Super cool. Thank you, Barb. Beautiful. Steve.
I really need to watch how I'm playing today.
Mm-hmm.
My energy level isn't what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons that aren't altogether clear.
Mm-hmm.
Got some stuff to do this afternoon. In honor of Mother's Day, for sure.
Have right.
a call with my mother-in-law and with our daughter in New York. I just got to watch it.
I think that's fantastic. And can you hear the energy around that? We could spend the whole day on that. We won't, but like, there's stuff to do. It's on the to-do list. Right? And I know you're knowing that right now. And so what would it be to what, and the energy, just noticing what is, not happy face on empty gas gauge. It's going to be a really, I don't want to even say important day, because that puts too much like weightiness, but it's like watching how I'm playing. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Perfect. Could not be better. Yeah. Mary Kay.
Don't wait and step forward.
Brilliant. Yes. Clear. Clear, succinct. The words mirror the intentionality of that. There was no waffling in those words. Love it. Marla.
Sometimes you have to intend a lot to make anything happen.
You know, and Harv Eker, the founder of Peak Potentials, would agree, said, like, to get a company off the ground, it's like rocket ship fuel. You know, when the astronauts are trying to get out of the Earth's atmosphere, it's like, oh, most of their fuel goes through just taking off. And then once they're out in orbit, you could just tap it and it would move out in space. So sometimes a lot of intention required, because maybe there's been a momentum, like the gravity, like Earth inertia. And so strong intentionality, that's tapas in the yoga tradition, like burning zeal. And that's perfect for you, Marla. Thank you. Yes, love it. Yvonne.
Living in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I love that we often, you could read that, the power of now, it's out there in the world. But what does it actually mean? And how do we actually do that? And noticing when we're not doing it, like, how, you know, the time when we were all living 5 seconds in the future, just even on this call, even as we're speaking about it. So the actual doing of that and all of the resources that we have at hand in order to do that and to live it today. Yes, Yvonne, beautiful. Thank you. Tracy.
I'm thinking this was probably one of the first Mother's Days since my mom passed in 06 that I haven't been sad. So I'm trying to, remember the good things reminds me, I never think about, you know, that people haven't had a good relationship, or, you know, some haven't had mothers, or, you know, just all the different possibilities that there are today, you know, or some that have lost children. And, but I don't know, I'm just thinking I haven't been as sad as I usually am.
How beautiful is that? And your face looks light. You look like lit up. Do you know? Like, I don't even know how to describe that. And then the next moment you might try to look that way, and then maybe it'll go, but it comes and goes, and you don't worry about being a particular way. But how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? That even for a moment today, if it's like that today, what a joy. And then the compassion about whatever else others are experiencing of this day, that we all have different relationships to this day. And what your story reminds me of is once I said sadly to somebody, we were talking about grandmothers, and I'm like, my grandmother died when I was 20. And I said it kind of like that. And she said, you had your grandmother till you were 20? How lucky is that? Oh. I think that wasn't the way I was looking at it. You lost your mom many years ago, but not sad yet today. And it could come today. Like, we don't know what today is going to bring. But how beautiful is this moment? Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Lindsay.
To just let it be and not force it to be any different than what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's deep allowing. Just allowing it to be. That's so important. When we try to bang it into place, try to force it to be something else, happy face on empty gas gauge, or try to move through something faster. What your words remind me of, in a moment of deep challenge with my daughter, once I said, I was trying to get to a better place. And she just said, Mom, sometimes you just need to let the river take me. She was 11 years, take you. Mom, sometimes you just need to let the river take you. She was 11 years old. No, okay. That's what it is. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Carly.
The thought of sort of scheduling and to-do lists and all of that is very constricting, but the thought of shaping my day feels very expansive.
That alone could shift what happens in your company, how you organize your life, what your actual lived life actually feels like. The words matter. One could say, well, that's the same thing. And no, it's not. Not to you. Completely different results. Thank you. Love it. Sherry.
I think I'm going to just savor the moments and indulge myself in massive self-care.
I love that. Massive self-care. Massive self-care. Yes. Beautiful. For all of us to remember, whatever way that we take it up today. Thank you, Sherry. Love it. I see you with your roses. Jasmine.
In noticing how I played, I noticed that at the mention of Mother's Day, I just shut down and went into student mode. And so I have all the words that you said down in my notes, but it was going in onto the paper and completely out. And so I definitely want to take the time to look at them and journal and process them more, because as I checked in every once in a while, I heard bits of pieces that I knew would be helpful, but I know that I was just totally checked out of like actually internalizing anything.
Jasmine, and this could be Jasmine's wall, right? She could be hitting the wall. The words don't matter as much as understanding there's a thing that's happening right now. There's a thing that's, and so I love it. Noticing it, noticing the shutdown, journaling about it, becoming aware. Remember to lean in. All right. And so lean in with team, lean in with me. For all of you throughout this whole retreat, know that you're not alone, right? Really great work, everyone. Have a fantastic day in whatever circumstances are your life today, with family, with friends, with loved ones, with the sky, with the earth, with the roses, with the dancing children, whatever it is that brings you peace, that brings you joy, that brings you allowing, that brings you that next opening, that brings you the letting it be, the many different ways that we will experience today apart and together, and know that you are experiencing Mother's Day or non-Mother's Day for Wendy, or whatever you want to call it, with this group as well. We are not seeing each other again today, but do you know that we are all connected? We can't not be. Do you get it? So know that you are not alone today, not by any means. Have a beautiful, beautiful day with the earth, with your families, with your friends, with whoever you're spending it with, your horses. And we will see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock or early mountain time. Have a great day, everyone. Love you tons. Bye-bye for now.